genitals.
Oh, no, Richard Taylor. Richard Taylor, how dare you?
He said your full name on the internet. People will come and find you.
So hello and welcome to Level Up episode number 61. We're getting old. I don't like it. Done this for too long, quite. I think we need to change the podcast.
Yeah, it's podcast. Twilight years.
Quiet's here. Richard's here. Cam's
hopefully
not here.
Hopefully soon will be the longest weekly episodic show on television.
So we're on television, are we?
This is prepared for lots of wrestling
stories
for the rest of the episode.
Make it a whim.
Anybody got anything to add?
Make it a whim.
Nice again. Make it a whim.
I never said whim.
I thought you said a whim.
Life's a game. Fill it full of quim. One nothing.
Touch me.
One nothing.
All right, we'll do news first, as always.
Richard, do you have any news?
Yeah. Night of Champions this weekend.
See more wrestling.
And Devil May Cry is coming soon at TGS.
Possibly.
No, we don't know that.
Possibly.
Why would you write it on the news if it's possibly? There's no possible.
What's happened is he's taken this and he hasn't read the full story.
No, I haven't.
They've trademarked the letters DMC. And they reckon it's going to be a Devil May Cry reboot that's going to be announced at the Tokyo Game Show, but apparently, no one's sure.
Apparently made by the guys who did Heavenly Sword. Ninja Theory?
Yes.
Maybe. And they're doing the Monkey game as well, aren't they?
Enslaved.
Is it actually based on Monkey?
No.
That's why I heard it's based on Monkey.
It's not based on Monkey at all. Well, he's just called Monkey and looks like Monkey. Really.
My source is lying to me.
Was your source Richard?
My source was PSM3.
Nah. That's because of the PlayStation magazine.
Team Ico collection is finally conferred. Confirmed. I'm very excited. As you can tell in my monotone voice, I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, especially all those people that paid like £80 for Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, it'll now be absolutely worthless.
Especially with a HD remake.
Yeah, it'll be Shadow of the Colossus and... What was their first game?
Ico.
Being stupid.
It's in the name, right?
Redone in HD in a box on the PS3 for probably about 30... quid, I reckon. So all the copy, well, you can get Ico for about 5 or 6 quid off eBay. But copies of Shadow of the Colossus are so rare, like just the manual itself goes for 25 quid on eBay.
Would you buy? Spend £25 on a manual?
And get just the game manual for Shadow of the Colossus, 25 quid on eBay.
No,
eventually the disc itself is about 40, and like to get the whole thing together, sealed, you're looking about 100 quid because it's so fucking rare.
Why are you both looking at me? I don't care.
Yeah, we are very important.
I'll read the rest of the news to see how many spelling mistakes there
are. Oh, yeah,
many. Average. Many.
PlayStation. Is that like a new nut?
Yes, it is.
That's what crazy fools that buy PlayStations are called from now on.
PlayStations. And they Italians who buy PlayStations.
No. More news.
David Jaffe has said... I like this quote. Some publishers would, and I quote, sell their mother to the Taliban for profit.
Wouldn't it be a quote if you quote
Multi-pound.
Stop reading my spelling mistakes. It was a very quick type up while you were playing UFC.
No, this is your typing in general.
Shh.
What the hell is Resi?
E-average.
It's the EA average.
E-average.
Yeah, David Jaffe's commented on the, the whole pre-owned gaming majigger thingy.
Yeah.
By saying some publishers would sell their mother to the Taliban to get a bit of profit out of something. That's about all that news is. It's been a slow 2 weeks.
He said it
was
a really, really good quote.
I liked that quote. It's funny.
That's a good quote.
No video signal.
Yeah.
It's been a slow couple of weeks, all right? Because it's TGS next week.
That should
weekend.
Be the new Xbox dashboard.
It is when I don't turn my television on and turn the Xbox on.
You're talking about Dead Space multiplayer, Quai?
Yes, Dead Space has multiplayer.
You've missed that for last
time. I'll come back to it. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You know that scary game that I had to put in my fridge for a year? They're finally going around to playing it.
So you never played it?
I did play it. I completed it.
This man owned Dead Space and I borrowed it off him. I got further in it.
Yeah, but then I brought
in like
it
a week.
Did you really put it in the fridge?
No, I didn't really put it in the fridge. I like coffee. It's so scary, I put it in the freezer.
Put it on the Christmas tree.
Put it on ice.
It'll be the Christmas tree wrestling belt.
Christmas tree wrestling. We'll get back into that. Don't worry.
Tell me about it.
Tell me about what? Christmas tree wrestling?
No, Christmas tree wrestling.
It's awesome.
You told me about that last week. I don't know, two weeks ago.
Apart from there was no wrestlers left by January.
They're on broken legs.
Or they were in the middle of the tree and you couldn't get to them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dead Space 2 multiplayer. Yeah.
You play as Sprawl Security.
Who are they?
They're just the guy. The Sprawl is the place where Dead Space 2 is set. The
Sprawl
City.
Okay.
You play as Sprawl Security against four necromorph types, which are like Spitter and something else. And
isn't that
so? It's be kind of like Left. It's gonna be kind of like Left for Dead.
Yeah.
Style.
But the Sprawl people have like objectives to complete.
Yeah.
They go along until like turn on the power generator, defend here, and the necromorphs are like.
So you know, are the necromorphs like infinite respawning,
Must be.
Or and then. So many lives or something for the other dudes?
I assume so.
It sounds like a good idea. Yeah, better than just having, like, deathmatch.
It's just as violent as the single player.
Yeah. It's a better idea than just having, you know, what some games put in. It's just, like, random deathmatch, team deathmatch.
You can't really, like, justify having deathmatch in Dead Space, can you?
Yeah, I know. It didn't seem like the publisher told them to put in just to have multiplayer written on the back of the box. That's what it seems like. They actually went, we want to do this.
Yeah. Let's think about this for 1 second.
Yes. Two more Resident Evil films are coming.
I was thinking about the White Dwarf Society the other day.
The what?
The White Dwarf Society.
I don't want to know what that is.
The White Dwarf Society.
Yes. Two more Resident Evil films are coming.
Village Jovovich has gone, oh, this Resident Evil film has finally come in the UK box office as number one. Therefore, we're going to make another.
It's terrible from what I've heard. From all the reviews I've heard of it, it is garbage.
Just to see what they've thrown in.
In 3D, are people like throwing glasses at cameras and.
No, it's like, because it's like, oh, we've got Wesker this time, out of nowhere.
It's going to be terrible, and the new one's going to be terrible. It's just because they make money.
The new one apparently is going to listen to what the fans want, because they've been tweeting to the fans.
I want them to stop making Resident Evil films.
I want them to have a red card key. That's all I want them to have in the film. At some point, they need a red card key.
But Mila Jovovich, you are the master of unlocking. That's what I want.
The red card key.
And
then there's a CGI one film called Damnation, which means about like
the CGI ones apparently like quite good.
The generation's supposed to be quite good.
I've never watched any of them. I'm not a big Resident Evil
person.
There's
only one to start with, which is Degeneration.
The one set in the airport.
Yeah, and then there's another one with Mr.
Isn't there another one?
Leon S. Kennedy, Mr. Kennedy.
I don't know. PS3, PS2 backwards compatibility adapter was patented last week. Basically, there's like a picture on Kotaku, and it's got like next generation console looking like a PS3 with a display thing going out of the monitor and the power. Then around the back, it's got like what looks like an external disk drive sitting next to it.
Yeah.
And then it looks like it could be firmware up there, and then you basically a DVD drive that plugs into the back or the front of the PlayStation that you put your PS2 games in.
I don't reckon they'll sell very many.
I don't reckon this because you can buy a PS2.
Yeah.
The reason they would sell
£20.
Yeah. If they
kept backwards compatibility in, it would have been fine.
No, but they need to lower the price because they put all this stuff in, thinking people would buy it, and then was like, no, that's too expensive. I know it's got loads of stuff in it, but it's too expensive. So they took out stuff, and one of the things they took out was backwards compatibility, and they were like, yeah, we could just do it with the firmware update because it's got a DVD in there anyway.
They haven't, have they?
But they haven't done it. What I was thinking they would do is put it on the PlayStation Store. Patch in an emulator and put it on the PlayStation Store. But they haven't done that yet. And
they won't, because they're doing this.
But well, they might be doing this.
We can sell a few of these.
Yeah, basically. The people who really want it, they can sell a few of those. But if it upgrades it to, like, if they all upgrade it to like a decent resolution, it'd be all right. But I don't think it would.
It would upscale slightly. Not an immense amount, but slightly.
If you can buy a PS2 for £20 and buy that for £40 and that doesn't do much difference to it, there's no point.
Yeah. Best off having the PS2.
Yes, the PS2. Happy 25th birthday to Mario.
Happy 25th.
He was in the sun on page 3 on Monday morning.
But did he have his boobs out?
No, he didn't. I think they run out of hilarious news and briefs to put on there, so they just put a little column at the side of it saying Mario's 25 years old since...
Was there boobs next to Mario?
Yes, there was boobs. He was looking at the boobs.
Peach-like
boobs.
Was it Peach?
No, it wasn't Peach. No, quite. That's disgusting.
There's so many... What, is this a fucking birthday edition?
Yeah, everything comes out in September, doesn't it? Like, Super Mario came out in 1985, wasn't it? The first Super Mario.
Idea.
Remember who's that? It's 9th of September, which was last week, was the 11th birthday of the Dreamcast.
A dead console.
The dead console. Died 2 years later. And the PlayStation came out this week, I think it's around the same time in 1995.
Don't you just hate it when you have a testicle hanging out your speedos on a catwalk?
Oh, why? I watched that, I didn't think it was very funny.
Me too, I didn't think it was funny.
I was like, oh, it was just...
Did you watch it from the beginning?
Yeah.
Of the first series?
No. Yeah.
You mean the beginning of the first series?
Have you watched all of them?
No.
Yeah.
Then you're not going to like it because you don't know the characters. I thought it was fucking brilliant.
I've watched all the in-betweeners multiple times.
Wowza, Rooney.
And it's just like...
But you wouldn't like it, Hobbs, because...
I just didn't like it that much. Though the woman and the women were hot.
Yeah, exactly, that's why he watched
it. You know what I meant, Carly? Is her name Carly?
Boobs.
Boobs?
Yeah.
What have you been playing? What have you...
Been booby.
Boob playing, I don't know. Duke Nukem
Duke
forever
Nukem.
Is...
Balls of steel.
He's finally back to chew gum and kick ass.
The game looks good.
The game looks really good. I was trying to watch the... it was like an off-screen video of it, and I was like, yeah. Because whoever it is would do it, streaming it live. Yeah. Was it then? Like the demos people were playing, like with a camera over someone's shoulder.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't watch this. It's horrible. So I just looked at the screenshots... And it is just typical Duke Nukem, but it looks really fun. there's my glasses, Richard.
My glasses.
The thing is, there's only one game like Duke Nukem. So it's been so long.
No, there's another game like Duke Nukem.
Is it Doom?
It's not Doom, it's the other one. The ones that the people fly making. Gears, the Gears people.
Borderlands?
No, the Gears people. Oh. Epic.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Body Count? No, not Body Count. What is it called?
Body something. Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm.
That game looks terrible, though. Whereas Duke Nukem, because we've got balls of steel, and it
would
be funny.
Balls of steel. No, the demo opens with him pissing. Ends with him ripping out a Cyclops with three breasts. Is it the one with... No, he hasn't shown the one with three breasts. So he rips out, like, a Cyclops' eye and then scores an American football goal with it, and it zooms out onto him actually playing the game, getting a blowjob from two twins.
See? Good game.
Good game.
Your genitals.
The only problem is it's not analog pissing. Like, you can't like hold it down and piss loads, and then a tiny bit, and it only trickles out. It's the problem.
Not real life enough. Probably,
it's not real
maybe
enough.
Maybe become a move control, and you can
just whack it and shake. Yeah.
More than two shakes.
You got a problem.
Famitsu. Halo. A little game called Halo Reach came out at the start of the week.
A little game.
Yesterday, actually, it came out. And Halo Reach is Halo Reach has been reviewed. It's mostly been at about 9.5.
Yeah.
Well, in most places.
Your official Xbox magazine, where it's 10 out of 10. 10 perfect.
Yeah, that was a given, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if they still want to, you know, have money from Microsoft, yeah.
Yeah, they have to rate all their exclusive games 10 out of 10. That's how it works. Famitsu, the Japan magazine, which is infamous and being really strict on stuff. Yeah, 8.5.
Still pretty good.
Yeah, 8.5 is not a bad score. We'll come to Halo Reach later on and what we'd give it later on. In other Halo Reach news, it's already surpassed the all-time highest record for Halo 3 concurrent unique users.
How many?
I don't know.
A lot.
When I played it last night, there was like 500,000 people playing it.
There was a lot of people playing it last night, weren't there?
Yeah, and the servers were having problems. Not that it wasn't, they were like pretty easily fixed, but they were having a few problems. But it's basically, it's... Now people playing Halo Reach at the same time, even though it's been out for less than 48 hours, now people playing Halo Reach all at the same time has been more than people playing Halo 3 at the same time throughout the last 3 years. Yeah. That makes sense in my head.
But it's justifiable.
Yes. It's the biggest Xbox game of the year.
Yeah.
And there's
Xbox
no,
exclusive.
There's no more big exclusive games coming at all this year, as far as I can think of. It's not exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
Because hey, PlayStation's gone, so they've had all their exclusives this year, I think.
It's all about Call of Duty now, isn't it?
It's all about Call of Duty and...
Then no one else is coming out until next year, because everyone's like, shit, Call of Duty's coming out.
It's all about Call of Duty and Fallout. Them's the games. Them and Fable. And SmackDown.
SmackDown. And FIFA. Right, always SmackDown.
And Medal of Honor.
Oh, if you realise you've got three Halo games, you don't want to kill yourself.
I know, I just realised that I've got three Halo games in there. I was like, I don't even like Halo that much. THQ had one of their thingy call, financial call things, you know, what they do.
Phone the bank.
Yeah, you're right, mate, how's it going, sort of thing. And they dated a few games. So Red Faction Armageddon is coming out in May 2011.
That's so far away.
Not really. It's half a year, it's like 6-7 months away.
So 8 far months. Far away.
Nine months away, I don't know.
So it's, far away.
It's the start of summer next year. Spring 2011 is MX versus ATV Alive.
Don't care. Richard, do you care?
No, because the last one was so ridiculously hard. Remember us playing the demo?
Yeah.
The one in Humber.
Humber, yeah.
That was just ridiculous. And I'm normally alright at games like that. I couldn't even get around the corner.
That is your sort of game.
It was just... Hopefully they'll change that completely. It was so, like... You had to actually be a real motocrosser to actually be any good at that game.
Well, this one is Alive, so...
I'm really annoyed. I thought this game was coming out this year.
What? Warhammer 40,000 : Space Marine Summer 2011.
Get your gene stealer out.
I was talking to a...
That's illegal.
Want to get a gene stealer out.
Is that your pocket?
A friend of mine who works in the pub last night, and he was saying it was December 2011.
What? Who was that?
That was Bearded Seekins.
I will punch him in the mouth the next time I say...
Because he saw it.
Have you
saw
been on the internet and watched Best of Newmarket Airsoft?
I should. Oh, yes, I have watched that, yeah. That's funny. That's funny.
Simon.
That's funny.
Simon.
Saints Row is coming... Saints Row will be 3. Coming fall 2011.
That's great. And then... that's what I expected, because they were like, no, we're overhauling the game.
Yeah. I thought it was coming out...
This year,
yeah.
Then they said they were going to overhaul it. Then we got the SmackDown game, which is a given.
Fall 2011.
Yeah, and but this one, 2012. Yeah,
it's not called UFC Winter. It's called UFC, the next UFC game coming in 2012.
Yeah, because they don't want to do it yearly because they want to have improvements.
Yeah, so it'll be coming, what, January 2012, February 2012.
Yeah,
like I've noticed that nobody has announced any games for 2013 yet.
It's a bit far off.
So
we'll get through 2012 first.
SmackDown versus Raw
versus Armageddon
versus the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse
versus TNA. That's my prediction for 2013.
SmackDown versus TNA.
The Has-Beens against the Future.
My prediction will be the end of the world.
Well, that's a terrible prediction because.
And it's coming a couple days before Christmas as well. How does point is that? You don't know Christmas shopping.
Best
and then the end of the world happens.
Best quote, the Beach Shore quote of a friend of mine on. Facebook, it's like the Mayan calendar finishes in 2012. Mine runs out in December. Do you think I should be worried? I chuckled quite a bit at that one.
Good. Have you heard my new joke, Kai?
No.
What's what did you call a dog with two arseholes? Endubs.
To which I reply, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, but if you're banking on the end of the world next year and you're like, well, I'm not doing any Christmas shopping at the end of the world, and then it's not the end of the world, you're like, shit.
I do my Christmas really shopping joke.
We were given some furniture to the open door place from my grandma's house, and Mum walked into my dad and I went yesterday, she went, what did open door say, and he went, creak.
fucking hell That's awful.
Who's fucking terrible?
One last piece of news, and then we're going to mix it up a little bit. EA has announced that a demo for EA Sports MMA will be available on Xbox Live in September 28th.
Okay.
And PSN.
Okay.
Has it said what MMA is?
The EA MMA.
Is it just going to stay as MMA?
Yeah.
You're not specified. Can't they do a Bama?
No, Tom Watson.
Get your fat pikeys
no,
out.
That annoyed, did you watch that Bravo? Like Alex Reed was going to fight Tom Kong Watson. And then he got injured. So here's a TV program about him coming back from injury.
And running away from the paparazzis. Oh my god, it's a paps. Fucking awful program.
Get your fat pikey boxes. Oh.
Yeah, I don't actually know, like, who's going to... Because they're surely not going to have any UFC fighters in it.
No, they no. have got some.
Really?
Yeah, like, people that jumped across. Like, Randy... Who fought the last pay-per-view? Was he against Randy Couture? Did he fight? Against Lights Out, that boxer. Who fought that boxer? Was it Randy Couture?
I don't know, but Couture should have retired.
See, I don't know, is there another, like, Ultimate Fighting...
They've got a deal with Strikeforce.
Oh, right.
So they've got Bobby Lashley in there, but they've also got a deal with some Japanese ones as well.
And some fat pikeys.
I think it's F1.
I don't think that should be like an entertainment where they have different things. I think it should be like a boxing community where there's one thing. Because it's not fake, it's not shit like that. It should be, there's heavyweight belt. Like boxing, everyone in the world is in one competition.
There's not enough boxers, whereas there's lots of UFC fighters. There's about 12 boxers in the world.
There's a few more than 12 boxers.
All right, 14.
On the downside, Pat McAleese lost the other night. Best fight he's ever lost.
Really?
Batted the bloke for 7 rounds and got knocked out in the 8th.
Got it. That's all the news.
That was news.
That's all the news. Unless you can think
that was real news. That's
local
news.
Why have you got it zoomed in so close?
So you can see the notes.
Get your magnifier out.
So, anybody got anything else to add before we cut and release?
Show us your Khan effects.
What? I don't know. I'm not quite sure what that means.
White dwarf.
I'm lost as a listener. I think on this one.
Society.
Now I'm gonna cut it. We'll go for a short musical.
Mining holes in dirt.
You've got to stop it, Obs.
Lovely music, wasn't it, Quai?
Yes.
I love the white presentation society.
I love R-Truth's new song. That is terrible.
It is terrible.
I agree with Ted DiBiase. I didn't understand a word that he said.
Alright.
Quai's in the chair now.
I'm in the hot seat for the hot topic. You see what I did there? We should actually buy topics later and put them in the microwave. They're quite nice.
And sell them on eBay as podcast merchandise.
Best Buy DLC exclusive.
That's America. So if you get it from American retailer Best Buy, you get that exclusive.
Changing the pace because we'll be a
with
all the lots of games we have to talk about, so we're doing the hot topic.
Mine's a chat manager again.
And Rich has been playing chat manager?
And Settlers on the iPhone.
Good choice. We'll come to that later. Now, the hot topic this week is... we all like wrestling. Hobbs, do you like wrestling?
I like wrestling.
Rich, you like wrestling? Oh, he's trying to hypnotise me. What do you want?
It's the Raw Wheel of Roulette.
Alright, it's you versus Hobbs in a bed match right now.
No.
A bed? that sounds
any
dirty.
Any listeners out there, that's not what was happening.
That sounds dirty, a bed match.
It's like a submission match, but with a bed.
Trading places.
That was good.
Our discussion is the new roster for the new SmackDown game, 2011, out soon. Put that down.
Put it down. You turned into Hobbs because you're sat in the chair.
He is. Do I get stuck messing around now, like sitting on people's backs and stuff?
We're to talk about the new roster.
We're talking about the new roster about 5 times now.
We're going to talk about the new roster.
You told me I'm not allowed to look at the screen.
Roster for what?
For the new SmackDown game. I just said this.
All right, then. Carry on, then.
I will. All
let's
right,
talk
then.
About it.
All right.
This is quite his idea for a segment. So
yeah, it's a good segment. There's 57 wrestlers revealed.
How many?
57.
57.
Exactly.
It's not enough.
There's like so many legends left that that'll make up the rest of the 70 that they have announced.
So there's no legends been released?
A few legends, but not a lot.
So the rest are legends?
Yeah. Or they reckon so.
Possible add-ons?
Yeah.
For Cabal!
We'll have to make Cabal.
Husky Harris.
Alright, let's start.
There's not a voice that goes deep enough to be Cabal!
We'll kick it off. How do you zoom in with this, Hobbs?
Hold the Catal button and rub the microphone. Rub the mouse. Forward.
Oh, hello.
It's Cabal.
Okay, let's start. Top of the list, Bret Hart. He's a legend, isn't he?
He's a Best Buy DLC exclusive, quite.
That what you mean is you'll be able to buy him for 80 points after the game is released, just like they did with Stone Cold.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless
I brought Stone Cold the other day.
I didn't know this was available. Well, I'm definitely being him later on.
Stone Cold for 80 points.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. It's better than TNA one, Mike Tenay, isn't it?
That
was for free.
Solid choice. But yeah, we got Bret Hart.
Is he the ringmaster or is he Stone Cold?
Stone Cold.
Should be the ringmaster.
Who's the ringmaster?
Oh, mister, what? I know everything about wrestling.
I don't know everything about wrestling. I know most
things.
It's
on the DVD I borrowed off you, dickhead.
I want to watch that.
Really?
Have you watched that yet?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I need to watch
You said it was shit.
It's not awesome at all.
It stops just before the invasion.
Yeah.
Monday Night Wars DVD, it stops. It goes from the start of Raw, a little bit, then the start of Nitro, then it goes all the way up, back and forward.
And then it stops,
when Shane McMahon buys WCW.
Well, yeah, because that's the end of the Monday Night War, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's the start of the real war. The invasion.
The fake war.
Yeah.
Alright, so we've got Bria Bella.
Sweet!
Bria Bella, it's not Bria Bella.
It's
A solid
it's zoomed in, you can't even read it properly.
Yeah.
However, I'm happy about the next one.
Chris Jericho.
Okay, the one after that. I'm not happy about Christopher Jericho.
Why Chris Jericho?
Because he's leaving.
He's not leaving.
He's leaving.
Well, we don't know that.
He is leaving.
Well, he is if Sheamus retains.
Well, no, what's going to happen is him and Edge will go into a thing with the GM.
No, he's going to TNA.
He's not going to TNA.
He is going to TNA.
Uh-huh.
We'll find out.
He won't go to TNA.
No, he is going to TNA.
He won't.
Alright, come on.
Alright, we've got David Hart Smith.
I'm happy about
this. Why are you happy about this?
Because the Hart Dynasty are going to be in
it. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
I like David
Hart.
Which
is good.
They don't done it. Since I've picked up watching wrestling properly again, they haven't really done anything.
They're the unified tag team champions.
I haven't seen a tag team defend. They could fight anybody.
The
Usos. Yeah.
That's it. That's
Vladimir and...
They could fight Kozlov and that. But
like, I like the Hart Dynasty.
I do.
You can be
Tyson Kidd and I'll be David
Hartsman. No.
You look like Tyson Kidd.
No, I don't. Yeah, I only have a small tuft of hair on my head. I've got more hair than Hobbs.
You're the crown
That's
prince.
A lie and you know it.
No, my hair comes back to the end of my nose.
Next one, solid choice, Mr. Okay. Edge.
Everyone likes Edge.
On this day.
His hair looks a bit funny if you look at the promo pictures. He's like slicked back.
The homo.
Really?
Pictures. Yeah, homo pictures. The homo report.
I like this one.
But Evan Bourne.
I like Evan Bourne. He doesn't. He's nowhere near used enough.
Yes.
He's nowhere near used enough. I like Evan Bourne.
What do you use him in though?
I don't anything.
Who's he supposed to fight?
I don't know. People. Anyone? He sort of turns up on Superstars and like fights some people, then leaves again.
Anyone and everyone. Next choice, Mrs. Eve Torres.
No one cares about divas. No one cares about divas.
Yeah, I don't see why they put divas in anymore.
Then the next choice, the surprising choice, Mr. Ezekiel Jackson.
Why?
He's only just come back to start doing dark matches.
He's doing dark matches? What's the fucking point of putting him in the game? He's not even on TV anymore.
Because he had a quadricep tear.
And? Shit.
He was the last ECW champion.
And no one cares.
Gail Kim.
No one cares about divas.
Gold dust.
Everyone loves gold dust.
Everyone does love gold dust. Do you like gold dust or do you prefer black rain?
William Regal.
William Regal as gold dust is brilliant.
Anyone remember black rain?
No.
Heavy rain.
When he first debuted in ECW, gold dust was evil.
Black rain. He's a Rhodes, isn't he?
No, black rain was in TNA. He is a Rhodes. He's the oldest
Rhodes.
He's not the oldest Rhodes.
Well, apart from Dusty.
Yeah, exactly. Dusty is the oldest Rhodes because it's his dad.
Alright. John Cena.
So he's the oldest out of three.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's the second oldest.
He wears makeup. He seems older.
John Cena.
John Cena.
What a surprise.
My time is... What do you mean? You say that like it's a bad thing there, Hobbs.
You're going to pick him.
I'm not a big fan of John Cena.
No,
John Morrison, on the other hand.
No. I like John Morrison.
Mark Henry.
I can't believe Mark Henry's still alive.
He's going to get dead.
What do you mean, Mark? I can't believe he's still alive.
I thought he died.
Why would he have died? He's just the world's strongest man. He's not like, you know, the world's strongest.
He's not the world's strongest man, though, is he?
He is.
Maurice and Molina, nobody cares.
The Miz.
I'm starting to like The Miz.
I want his t-shirt. Hello, I'm awesome.
Yeah. I'm starting to like The Miz. I never used to like him that much.
I've always liked The Miz.
I'm starting to like him.
He'll be
a champion soon, though.
Yeah.
Nutella, nobody cares.
Nutella.
That's not Dynasty.
Yeah, but it's a diva. Nikki Bella. However, Natalia is probably my fittest diva at the moment. She's hot. Nikki Bella.
Fucking Primo.
Primo, nobody cares about Primo.
Our truth.
That's true.
Randy Orton. Randy Orton,
we've got always, you know, Santino Marella.
Hopefully they'll have zombie Santino again. The pointless thing ever. No, that sort of ruined the story, mate, for me. Why have they made a zombie Santino and a zombie Finley?
It's funny.
Well, so at least we've got Mr. Shawn Michaels in the game.
Yeah, he's...
He shouldn't be in the game.
Why?
Because he's not in the wrestling anymore.
But would you be annoyed if he wasn't in the game?
It wouldn't bother me if he wasn't. I do like using Shawn Michaels, it wouldn't bother me anymore.
Alright, what about, you know, we've got Sheamus.
Sheamus.
That's so wrong.
No, that's not, that's how you spell it.
It is.
Oh, I spell it.
Is it Sheamus?
Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Quite will be in
every match. Yeah.
Well, and we'll have to watch the entrances.
No.
He's really good.
I hope his stats are like 74.
He's got the belt. He's solid. Solid champion.
Solid as a rock.
Ted DiBiase. Everyone likes Ted DiBiase.
DiBiase.
I like Ted DiBiase. Do you like Ted DiBiase?
Not really.
Oh.
It's the second time, Richard.
HHH.
Triple H.
I love Triple H.
He should be in the game.
He's still injured. Yeah. And he's awesome. You can't not love Triple H.
But then you can't not love Ezekiel Jackson.
You can.
He's a wrestler,
but he was injured. But he's not done anything.
That's right. I'm going to beat you with Ezekiel Jackson later.
I'll be there.
You be Triple H. I'll be Ezekiel Jackson.
Fight to the death.
Tyson Kidd.
You feed him. Yeah, Tyson Kidd. The
Head Tufty.
The crown.
Head Ted Tufty.
Oh, I'm actually happy I've seen somebody else.
Vladimir Kozlov.
You look at the bottom of the list.
William Regal. Yes.
Who the shit is Yoshitatsu?
Yoshitatsu is who I love. We're watching his entrance because his music is the best.
He's Yoshi's Island.
I've never seen him wrestle anything.
Probably my second most played wrestler in the new game is Zack Ryder.
Woo.
You know it.
He is fucking hilarious.
Alright, let's keep it going.
Smack us down.
Look at the size of the roster.
Raw's huge. Smackdown,
let's get on with it. Let's get Beth Phoenix. Yeah.
I thought she was...
No. He was trying to tell me that he's changed name.
I swear to God, she's changed name to something else.
Apparently, he said she's now changed name and she's a manager for somebody.
Are you high?
I don't know. I read that somewhere. I got confused.
You're reading gossip sites, aren't you? Instead of wrestling sites. Yeah, she's injured.
I got confused.
Really big good, Show.
It's not really big anyway.
Everyone likes the Big Show.
He's brilliant, man.
I love him.
He's Josh Matthews.
So funny. Yeah, it's so funny.
Well, I don't know why Chavo Guerrero is still in the game.
Dude, he wrestled this week.
I know, but he's...
Why is Primo still in fucking in it?
Because he's NXT pro.
Do it. He sits on a chair.
Chris Masters is in DLC Pack 1.
Oh, my God.
I think it's the first time they're properly going to use Chris Masters in the game.
I like Chris Masters.
Here we got Christian. Christian's always a solid choice.
That's because he can peck pump to,
Crazy Train.
Dun-dun. 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 Dun-dun.
We got CM Punk.
Is this Buddha's be bald beard, no, CM this, Punk?
Well, the
mask
the
CM Punk?
Pictures are full head, fully beard. But I imagine masked or bald will appear somewhere as an alternate outfit.
It is. He on his own.
What?
Is he on his own?
Well, there is a Luke Gallows later
Gallows
on.
In the game. After we get down the list.
I thought it was probably Luke Gallows.
Luger.
We got Mr. Cody Rhodes.
Why are you going up to my fancy down the list?
Sir Festus, isn't it? I like Festus.
Cody Rhodes.
Fun.
Dom Ziggler, Mr. Ziggles.
I don't like Ziggles.
Solid choice.
Dolph Ziggler.
I like Dolph Ziggler.
I'm not happy that Kofi's on SmackDown.
Why not?
Because he's not a second-rate superstar.
You can, on your game, you can put him on Raw, can't you? Make him world champion.
You can, they do that, yeah.
Okay.
We got Drew McIntyre, another good choice. I'll probably make some sort of...
I'm undecided about Drew McIntyre.
I'll make some sort of Allied Nations stable with him and Sheamus.
Scotland and Ireland.
And then put the Hart Dynasty in there.
Hard.
Why?
Well, I'll put...
Davey Boy.
Yeah.
Davey Boy.
We got Finlay.
And William Regal.
Jack Swagger.
Dickhead.
What? Is Finlay out? Is he injured? What's he doing
Finley's
now?
Finlay's, like, not retired, but he's just, like, backstage. He doesn't wrestle anymore.
JTG should not be in it.
We've got Kane.
Apparently, Shad's not in it. Shad's in Florida Championship Wrestling, I think.
Kane, apparently we might have a masked Kane back in the game. As
that'd
as
be cool.
Outfit.
I think he should put his mask back in real life. They do that every year, though, surely. They have a masked Kane.
No, they don't.
They haven't done recently.
They're saying they will, and then they don't do it.
Yeah, he's a legend, normally.
No.
They've had it a few years ago.
Yeah. But we've got Kelly Kelly. We've done up Kelly Kelly.
Everyone knows Kelly.
Coffee Kingston.
So fit, they named her twice.
Coffee Kingston.
S.O.S.
Lucius Gallows.
Shelton. Matt Mahardy, probably his last WWE game.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Michelle
yeah.
McCool.
Oh, Michelle Taker, as she's now known.
Oh, man, look,
Montel Vatavius Porter.
Full name, MVP.
Is it me or are they starting to push MVP
Rey
a little
Mysterio.
Bit more?
What, a little bit.
A little bit, more than they used
and
to.
Shad won't get a
Shad
win.
Shad's in FCW.
Yeah, he's still in the game, though.
You'd think they'd take him out if he'd left the company.
He hasn't left the company.
It's the same company. It's Florida Championship Wrestling Developmental, yeah.
And we got The Undertaker. And my third probably most used wrestler would be Vance Archer.
God.
Who?
The guy with the tall guy with the beard and the hair that's running around with the other guy, Kurt Hawkins. As the
Kurt Hawkins not in the game?
No.
I've not seen him.
Vance Archer's at the game.
That's a bit
fair enough.
He's known as Lance Hoyt of TNA. Then we've got downloadable content pack 2.
Available during the holiday season. So you got DLC? No, it's just there's a DLC 1. So far, it's just Chris Masters.
Chris Masters, Rey Mysterio alternate outfit.
Yeah.
Kelly alternate outfit.
Yeah.
Someone else, I think. David Boy Smith is a legend. I don't know if he's in Pack 2 though.
That's what it says there.
Yeah, I know, but I think this is wrong. David Otunga, Justin Gabriel, Layla, Wade Barrett.
Lex Luger's a proper random one.
And NXT Arena is in DLC Pack 2.
So basically, DLC Pack 2 is just NXT. The NXT pack.
Yeah.
Apart from
I would like
Baby Boy Smith, Layla, and Lex Luger.
This list is wrong, by the way, because Batista is in the game.
Oh, you see, you say that now, we've read it all out, and it's oh yeah, by the way, it's wrong.
It's fucking...
I want Caval in it. I like Caval.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Nobody likes Caval.
Is Taddy involved?
Caval.
I'm an internet darling. Therefore, I like Caval and his manly
Bryan.
Macho voice.
So I like Caval and Daniel Bryan, great wrestlers.
They've got to put Daniel Bryan in there somewhere.
He'll be in the next DLC pack. Apparently, Tish was saying they were making him to be in the game, and then he was released, so they stopped. They made the decision to stop making him.
And then they put him back in.
Yeah.
He was released for that choking thing, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was never released. It's a press story.
KFAB release.
Well, what do we think then?
Well, it's a pretty good roster. Do you think there's any glaring omissions? Any wrestlers that you're missing that you think
obviously like the I'd like to see some more legends, but like I want to see Mick Foley. I like Mick Foley. I want to see Mankind as a legend. But it won't happen because he's in TNA.
There was no Great Khali in there.
I think Great Khali's going.
No Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon doesn't appear on the TV in much anymore, does he?
But he's in every single SmackDown.
He might be a legend.
That is not the full. They didn't release everyone. That is the information that they released.
Who else is blatantly missing?
Why would they keep him as a secret? Khali.
That's not a great great wrestler, is he? Everyone loves him.
It's going to be heavily WCW.
Everyone loves Khali.
I reckon the legends this year are going to be heavily WCW themed.
That would make, with Lex Luger, that would make sense, I suppose. They're not going to put Sting in there, though, are they?
No.
Goldberg?
Well, he did just sign a legends deal with WWE.
Yeah. And one of the rumours going around the net is he's going to come back for WrestleMania. He just walks in gore and then leaves. No, I would think Gilbert would be awesome.
Mortis.
I want some old ECW.
They won't.
I want the Blue Meanie in there.
ECW's dead.
I want the Blue Meanie in there.
Have you been watching my DVD?
I think I have. Yeah, maybe. I can't remember.
Did you steal something of mine again?
I have a snuff box.
It's not my snuff box. I'm just still kicking myself in.
Why? I want to watch it some more.
Stop recording.
It's a solid segment.
It's Quai's idea for a solid segment.
Go straight on to blah, 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 blah.
Nah, stop and save. Right, and because we'll put, it's probably going to be long. I say it's going to be long, but it's going to be, what, 5 minutes?
I know. Right. Richard, pin him for the title quickly.
I don't know. He's having an opinion.
I'll tap out. My shoulders aren't down.
Just stop recording.
So much energy in life.
Alright, let's go on to the what?
When I wake up in the morning,
what the fuck?
The sunlight's my eyes.
What have you been playing with?
I've been playing Champ Manager 0304 again.
Fuck, yes, I'm turning the microphone back.
Yeah? Yeah? Let's go with it.
So how far do we know where we're going? I was playing Champ Manager 0304.
Yeah.
I found a way to get £100 million for nobody. Which is quite handy.
Who was nobody?
For nobody. You take control of a second team, you inquire about buying a player with the first option of £100 million. It's accepted. You put the other team in debt, quit as their manager, and Bob's your uncle, you got £100 million. So I've been cheating. Also, the new update to Angry Birds come out, so I've got three-star on all of them levels already.
Very nice, very nice.
Settlers on the iPhone. That's been interesting.
Who's
fun.
Been forcing
just playing iPhone games.
Yeah.
I'm not even his own iPhone.
Just making her buy games by Settlers.
Pretty much, I'm making her buy games and playing on her thingy.
How do you play Settlers?
Oh my god. I don't think I've actually played my Xbox this week.
No, you haven't. I was looking at your thingy-majiggy yesterday, looking at your profile yesterday. And it was like, not online for 7 days. And I was like, oh.
I haven't had time, really.
Which you don't get to talk about much.
That's about it, really. Bye-bye.
We're just going back to messing with his phone. I've been playing, Mr. Quai. Game Center came out for the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very good.
What the fuck is Game Center?
It's Xbox Live, essentially.
Yeah.
For the iPhone, so it's got friends lists and achievements and blah de blah de blah de blah. But it only works for like two or three games at the moment. None of which are any good. So I'm waiting for Robot Unicorn Attack achievements. I have also played Dead Rising Case Zero, which is good.
Solid 10 game.
It's a good. I don't know if I'm going to buy Dead Rising 2 or not.
Why?
I don't know. The whole zombie killing thing got a bit old after a while. But especially the first one. The first one was a pain in the ass.
Strap machine guns to a wheelchair.
I do like the paddle.
I do not think that.
I do like the whole paddle thing.
Chainsaw.
paddle chain, dual chainsaw thing, and the drill bucket is amazing.
That sounds real wrong.
No, you put a three drills on the top of a bucket, and then put it on a zombie's head with the drills on, and it mushes their brain hole up. The best weapon by far in that whole Dead Rising K-Zero is the broadsword. The broadsword is amazing because you just slice people just straight down the middle. It's a very good game, and it's only 400. You should get it, Richard. You like zombies. It's only 400 points. Very good.
Solid game.
Solid game.
How many keys has it got?
200.
It's not a game for me.
Limbo. Oh, I didn't ever see you buy Limbo. I was like, Rich, you're playing Limbo?
Why? I didn't think you'd buy Limbo.
Does it seem like your sort of game? You like
no.
Puzzle.
I like puzzle games.
It's not a puzzle game.
It is a puzzle game.
It is a puzzle game. It's a puzzle platformer.
Mario is not a puzzler. Mario is not a platformer. No. He's an arpeggio.
an arpeggio.
Arpeggio.
No, Dead Rising K-Zero is very good.
Because you have 400 points.
I played like half a day and I got most of the... I finished it like in a couple of hours, got most of the achievements. It's just going back and mopping a few up.
I did buy another game.
Oh my god.
HD.
How was it for you to pay full price for it?
I don't know.
How many points was it? 800?
I don't know.
It's a good game though, isn't it?
I'm getting okay, but the last levels are tough.
Last levels are fucking horrible.
What I did on the demo was go and edit a track, put a giant bomb above me, put a ramp, and I was trying to ride and get over the ramp before the giant bomb fell down and killed me.
Did you ever make it?
No.
I'm stuck on that level where you have to roll along the balls. You have to jump from one ball to another ball. Can't do it.
They are bringing out, the people who made that bringing out a new game.
Oh, is it Charles HD 2?
No. It's like Charles HD for kids on the Wii.
Is it BMX? Charles?
Is it Aperture?
It's not an arpeggio. It's a racing.
Lovely day. Lovely day.
Take a fucking hint, woman. I just texted her and said we're recording.
No. Bloody women. These buttons don't text your AQI.
To answer the phone.
Oh, the single life. It's so depressing. Anyway, carry on. That's my turn, isn't it?
But, you know, our rule of if you have an Xbox, you get a girlfriend. Hobbs has got a new Xbox. He still hasn't got a new girlfriend.
Do I have to have a specific Xbox?
Yeah.
I've got one sitting over there.
You have to be Hobbs.
If you're not Hobbs, you get a girlfriend.
Yeah, but you've neglected that.
Even Josh has got a girlfriend.
Yeah, she's 15. We should not mention that on the podcast. The police will come find it. Me and Tom said we'd call the police on him. Anyway, I played Shank.
Yeah, was it terrible?
It's alright. I can't see it having much sort of depth to it. Because it just mashed buttons to not really chop people up and put a grenade in their mouth, and then you do that over and over again till you get to a boss, and the bosses are insanely difficult from what I've heard. I only played the demo, but the boss I got, the first boss in the game, is just a pain because it's like he's like a 20 foot high wrestler and you're in a steel cage, and it's a pain in the ass, and it's 1200 points. I don't think it's worth it.
No.
Callum brought it, so we'll have to see
Callum,
what he thinks next week.
Penis.
Cam was like, oh, I love this sort of game. I was like, it's not very good. It's alright if you can stand there, sort of basically run forward for 5 seconds and then mash buttons to make people explode.
Well, they don't learn, do they? How many missed calls you're on? I'm on five.
Five?
I had 3 missed calls and like 3 messages.
None.
I have two
emails though, both from
Tom
Play.
Saying, go on my Facebook.
Both from play.com. I have 2 emails. It's not good. I played Vanquish.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
To the creator of Resident Evil, and it's gears, but you're a robot.
And you power sliding across the floor.
You just knee slide across the floor to a piece of cover, then just blast the shit out of everything. It's quite fun. I wouldn't buy it, I don't think.
I don't know how long it'd last though. It's very, yeah. You can say it's Japanese, it's like, oh, you fought a boss, transform!
Yeah.
I nearly bought Baby Maker Extreme the other day.
Oh, God.
You love that game?
I hate that game so much.
Did anybody get the, you might have got the iPhone app,
what?
Baby Shaker Extreme.
Baby Shaker?
Yeah, it was on the App Store for one day, it's a picture of a baby and you shake the phone and the baby dies.
Why
are you laughing about that?
I don't know.
That's not funny.
It's fucking horrible.
You want to go on the...
Who'd make something like that?
You want to go on the indie games and play Action Arcade Wrestling.
I saw that. I almost brought it.
Solid game.
Oh, what else have I been playing? I finished Halo 3. 3 years too late.
Beginner.
On normal difficulty. Played a little bit of Left 4 Dead. Played a little bit of FIFA. You know, the usual sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wet.
Wet. Oh, you're wet since PlayStation 2. Alright, let's just get out of the way and talk about Halo for 5 minutes so we can go play wrestling.
Well, have you, you played anything else, Quay, before we get into Halo? Like, anything else worthy of speaking about?
Dead Rising 2. I played quite a bit of Kane and Lynch 2 on multiplayer. For like a day.
Oh, Mafia, I've got Mafia 2 update. Fucking pain in the ass.
Where? Where's your...
There's a rental. I got the end. I was playing on hard. I got to the end. And there's a bit where you have to... There's a really easy bit where you fight across along these docks, like three or four enemies. Piece of piss to take out. And you go into this warehouse... And there is guys running at you from the front, guys coming down the stairs at you, two guys on the top taking you out. There is no cover, and there's Molotov cocktails coming at you. A direct hit will take you out in one go. Mm-hmm. On fucking easy, it is the hardest thing I've done in a long time on video games. It is so fucking horrible. Because you can't get behind the cover because there isn't any. And you've got dudes coming everywhere, and Molotov cocktails fired at you. And if the one lands near you, it will slowly, slowly kill you. And if it lands on you, it will kill you straight away. So I end up raging out and taking it back.
Run away back to the corridor and sit in the corridor.
No, you can't. You walk into it like a door, and then like a garage door, and the garage door locks behind you. It's really fucking dark in there as well.
You to run at them.
You just die.
Balls to the wall, Tommy gun. You fucking cuck
on. The only reason, my friend Ashley did it, and the only reason he did it because the game fucking glitched on him, and they just stood there. And he just went and mowed them all down.
Nice. Tasty flesh.
So, pain in the ass.
Yeah, alright. Let's get Halo out of the way before Richard dies. Oh, he's already dead.
Richard died. Halo's good.
We don't have to say much about it apart from go buy it if you have an Xbox.
I'm not buying it.
Well, not you.
Why not?
Because I don't like the game. I'm not a fucking... going back on my word like you did. I don't like Halo. Now I own three games of Halo.
I was never the biggest fan of Halo.
He misunderstood the franchise.
It was just like, the gunplay I didn't find very great. The weapons, like, some of them are kind of inaccurate. Some of them are kind of shit. And then I was playing Halo 3 and there was a point towards the end where it just sort of clicked. And I sort of...
You're still shit at it.
I'm still shit at it. There is a point where it sort of clicked, and I sort of... It's going to have to explain, like... was like, this is... I understand what the game is trying to do. It's not about the gunplay and the lack of aim button, which used to really annoy me. It's like the building of the atmosphere and tension and stuff like that, and the inevitability of certain things.
This chair breaks.
rather than just running through and shooting aliens and really annoying flood things. And then
what'd you find?
Playing Reach, it really, I think it's the best Halo game I've played, just because it really sort of gets the mess, it gets the, because you've got the inevitability of everyone dying. And it gets the...
Spoilers.
It's obviously, everyone knows it's going to happen at the end. And you've got the massive atmosphere tension building thing going through the whole game. And building up to the fact that everyone is going to die inevitably. And when is it going to happen and who's going to die next and... just
does everybody die?
Yes.
Well, you've just spoiled that for everybody.
But everyone knows that... Everyone knows that
Halo now.
Everyone knows that anyway.
That was the premise about this game. You knew what was going to happen. But it was the twists and turns that got you there.
Yeah. And there's that scene where you're doing the, with the flying bit. And you just look across the city and there's just shit. And there's the buildings are falling down around you. And it's like... harrowing is not the word?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's just kind of like... Oh my... He was getting really angry. I mean, me and Quiet played the whole thing Monday night on co-op. And he was getting proper angry. The bastards are taking down my world!
It's got to be a good game if it gets me emotional.
He was getting... I've never heard quite get so emotional about playing a game through on the story mode.
Angry.
Don't kill everyone! How dare they take down my buildings! How dare they?
Fuck's sake.
So we'd land the thing. We'd land there, and it was like... I generally, when I play games, try to be stealthy, because I love stealth games. I generally try to be stealthy, and quite would just run and boost them all. Fucking bastards! I'll drink you all out, motherfucker! I was just like, I'm trying to sit back and, like, you know, fight a few shots off of the DMR, but no, quite just runs in, boosts to the wall. I hate you all, coming and scum!
Did
that was
win?
Well funny. Yeah. We did win.
After Kwai died about 12.
I also found out there is no legendary ending.
Is there not?
Nope.
What?
At the end of Halo 3, you think Master Chief dies. And then if you finish the game on legendary, there's a scene after the credits where you see him alive floating towards a miscellaneous planet. And at this one, Jake
doesn't have that thing.
No, it doesn't have. It doesn't have like an ending where you find out maybe some people escaped off Reach. It doesn't have that.
Well, that's because everyone dies.
No, in the book, actually, a couple of people survive and get away.
Well, we know some people got off Reach because if they didn't, we wouldn't have ODST.
Yes. Yeah. There's a few. There's quite. There's a few.
Why
cameo-
that makes that sense?
There's a few cameo. It's a. This whole thing's a prequel to the whole universe, sense. And there's a few cameos from people in. Other
Mr.
games.
T.
Mr. T's in it, yes.
Stephen Fry.
It's very, very good. The only like couple of problems
of
is
Stephen Fry narrated the whole game.
Have you just lived with Planet Halo?
Pocoyo.
There's a few things. Look, some of the textures aren't very nice.
Oh, the sunsets are beautiful.
The sunset.
The horses
are. Oh no! Like, the draw distance is fantastic. But like, you when you stand next to a wall, it just looks a bit flat and boring. Some of them.
Oh damn, there's a wall and it's flat. What's wrong with this flat wall? Oh no! Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see this, but I'm leaning on a flat wall. It's boring.
And the other thing that kind of annoyed me was, not annoyed me, was...
Hobbs is a retard?
Someone like the big like scenes where you see like a lonely landscape where you get like a helicopter or something flying out. It looks like it's like... It just looks a bit weird. Looks like someone a drawing with like a someone's flying a thing across the screen. If you know,
yeah.
Do you know the bits I mean? They don't quite look right.
Did you mean the bit where he was standing on the thing, looking at the thing?
Standing on the thing, looking
spoilers,
at the thing.
Spoilers. I'm trying to contain spoilers. Looking at the spaceship.
Yeah, it can't. I mean, it looks like someone's basically drawn the background by hand and coloured it in by hand.
Like it's a painting.
And yeah, it looks like, yeah. And then so they've sort of got some sort of, like, Lego thing on string to sort of just sort of go across the
That's
screen.
That's how they made Star Wars on stage,
yeah. It looks a bit strange.
Oh.
Do you say strange?
That's a different phone number.
That's an 0845 number.
0845055444.
You may think that's a joke number, but it actually isn't.
Please ring it.
It sounds like a joke number, though, doesn't it? 0845555444.
So what does Kwai think of Reach?
Solid. It's good.
It's very good. Multiplayer is fantastic.
Solid.
I love myself. I love SWAT. My SWAT's my new favourite game type ever.
We found a game of multiplayer that Hobbs is actually semi-good at.
What?
Yeah.
He's shooting people in the head.
It's SWAT. It's like headshots only. And I love it. It's well fun. And Firefight is Firefight. I've yet to try out Forge.
Forge is good.
Forge World.
Forge is good. So much stuff you can do. There's so much you can make. You're only just limited by your imagination.
Oh, how cliche are you? The only limit is your imagination.
Exactly. Well, you make a fucking map then.
I will. Later. No, the, no. I didn't play Firefight on ODST that much. So I don't know how much it's changed compared to the old one.
Well, it's got matchmaking for a start.
Anything else?
Matchmaker,
I suppose it's the proper, like, customization of the whole thing is brilliant.
Yeah. Catch me a
And I think the best thing about the multiplayer Halo is the voting for the game types. Because you just jump into like Rumble Pit or something, and you can just have every match could be different.
Yeah, it's not just Slayer.
Yeah.
It might be Slayer Pro or Elite Slayer.
Which is Call of Duty. Just is like, unless you manually change it all the time, it's just like team deathmatch every game. Whereas this is like, you pick like team based games and it mixes up all the time. And even then, if you get the same game type, you have a different map with a different tweak on the map.
Yeah. It's a pretty good map rotation.
Yeah.
Even though there's only 9 maps, there's many variants.
It's very good. And the customization stuff is fantastic. I just like running around with that IGN map.
Put me off Battlefield again.
What?
The lack of maps.
Lack of maps and what? There's only a couple in there.
They didn't update it and put more maps on.
The fact that they called them map packs when they weren't. It was just about reskins of maps.
Yeah.
And changing the gameplay.
Yeah.
And I suppose with
Conquest and Rush.
With Battlefield, it's just it's the same game. Conquest is kind of crap.
No, Conquest is good for points.
But it's just like play Rush over and over again. I mean, it's good and different stuff happens every time, but
if you're after points, Conquest was the way forward. If you wanted to level up quicker.
Yeah.
The game's just lasted.
But
my dad's on a level 43 on Battlefield now. It's the only game he plays.
That's it, I went on a couple of weeks ago and blew up a building and got 7 destruction kills and then it's finished game off. That's all I'm doing. If I ever get that achievement, I'm going to just rain on all of you. The fact that I've got that achievement.
I just can't be asked to get it, to be honest.
Speaking of Battlefield, I think Battlefield Vietnam is going to be shown at the Tokyo Game Show.
It should be, because it's coming out
soon.
At the end of the year.
To a cinema near you.
To a cinema near you.
And this is the last big thing of the year to happen.
I think we should rent a cinema out.
To play what?
Xbox.
How expensive would it be to rent a cinema hour?
How cool would it be to do it?
Yeah, but
how expensive would it be?
I'm going to get a steering wheel for Formula One, rent it out, and then just play it.
Would it be cheaper to rent a cinema screen or buy a TV? Like a massive TV. As big as a cinema screen.
Where are we going to put it?
Or just buy a projector.
In a cinema.
What I'll do is, right, we'll paint Hobbs' wall with that special paint.
I'm painting it white.
That's not big enough.
Well, cream.
It is.
Not for a cinema.
You can put it on that wall. I'm painting that wall white.
Cinema.
Or creamy, like very.
Why are we still
creamy white?
This?
I don't know. Talk about Reach some more.
I got bored of talking about Reach. That's why I was butting in with something.
Distracted
else.
The conversation.
Reach is good. Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
You're wrapping up. You're
wrap
in the chair.
Wrap it up. Let's go.
Oh. Hey, you're in the chair.
I don't know any of the information.
levelup.com/forwardknobs go to our website at levelup.com.
You
can reach us on Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace.
We on MySpace?
I don't know, but I sounded quite professional until you just wrote, are we on MySpace?
That's about it.
You can reach Hobbs on 08759.
No.
I'm going to ring that 08504455.
Stop the recording. levelup.com. We've done an hour. We've done our quota. We're done.